This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Top Trump administration officials sharing plans on airstrikes on a messaging app with a journalist mistakenly added to the chat. We go live to the White House. Karen Travers is joining us now. Karen, the story just kind of rocking Washington. What's been the reaction so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's just shocking, this lapse in national security. The reaction on Capitol Hill, there's actually bipartisan reaction demanding an investigation into this, including some Republicans calling for that. No surprise, Democrats, of course, are blasting the administration on this, calling for full investigation, asking a lot of questions about how this could have happened and essentially what were they thinking. Just to catch everybody up, the Atlantic editor-in-chief and reporter Jeffrey Goldberg wrote a piece yesterday saying that just days before the U.S. attack on the Houthis in Yemen, he received a connection request from what appeared to be the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz. He accepted it and then was added to a group chat that included people like the vice president, the secretary of defense, the secretary of state, the director of the CIA, and the director of national intelligence, among others. Goldberg told us last night it was actually pretty impressive how they were going back and forth debating and discussing these attacks on the Houthi rebels. There was even some dissension in it, where J.D. Vance was saying that he didn't necessarily agree with the plan to do this, but said that he would go along with it if this is what the group wanted to do. Vance wrote out, "I think we're making a mistake." This is just, again, a stunning, though, security lapse when you look at how this played out. This was on an encrypted public messaging app, but it was a journalist added to this. These types of conversations usually happen in secure facilities, not on phones. And these are apparently their personal devices because of the rules against having an app like this on White House phones.
What has President Trump said about it?
He was asked about this yesterday and said he didn't know about the story. He said, "I don't know anything about it." He also said he wasn't a fan of The Atlantic. By now, he is clearly well aware of this breach and the story. He had posted something on his social media last night mocking the reporter and The Atlantic.
A lot has been made over the vice president's response to this, saying that, hey, we're fully aligned with the president, judging from the exchange in there, maybe thinking a little bit differently than the president on going forward with those airstrikes. What do you make of the response that was included in that story from the vice president's spokesperson?
Yeah, I think it is notable just to see this play out like this. J.D. Vance is normally in lockstep with the president. So to see him saying in these text messages, "I think we're making a mistake," and pointing out that, as he says in these things, "I'm not sure that the president's aware with how inconsistent this is with his message on Europe right now." He suggested a delay in the strikes. Ultimately, though, Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, says that waiting a month doesn't change the calculus. J.D. Vance says, "If you think we should do it, let's just go." He says, "I just hate bailing out Europe again."
And the question next is, where else could this be happening with this type of text chain?
Yeah, that's the question I think that, you know, will be posed to the White House today. We have certainly asked this. This will be asked again to the president today because it wasn't asked yesterday of the president. But, you know, how concerned is he about conversations like this taking place on a messaging app like this? What will the new protocols be going forward? How could a journalist, of all people, get added to something like this? And what other kinds of conversations are taking place like this outside of secure channels?
Karen, thank you for the update. Karen Travers joining us live from the White House this morning.